Episode 5, Jose's Method. I train with Jose. That's what I do. Lots of us do that. Train with Jose, that is. Now, looking after his body, that's important to Jose. He developed a fair bit of athleticism early on, so he tries to keep that up best he can. One thing he always liked doing was running. Still does. To hear him tell it, Jose keeps his training and ours simple. He's not one to complicate matters or otherwise go overboard with what he's doing. He likes to say that you don't need to hire Michelangelo to paint the bathroom. I mean, after all, we just are running some. 5 kilometers to be exact. Now, well, Jose, he likes to start out easy. Kind of find his stride and all. Just focus on being in his body, how that feels. Claims he stays grounded that way. He says the finer pursuits in life also keeps him grounded. One day I fix to ask him more about that. Anyway, once he gets a-going, and we all get a-going too, he looks for some talent. He gets behind that talent, keeps his eye on that talent, runs with that talent. He says it's no different than race cars drafting each other on the speedway. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about race cars and talent. Now, once he gets in a rhythm, that's when he can enjoy himself and the talent and any other scenery he discovers as he's a-going along. All the while being grateful for his life and life itself. He calls his way of training a moving meditation. I call it staying motivated. But no matter. He's a firm believer in keeping the main thing the main thing. And with running, well, I guess that's running. And that's just how Jose trains. Jose says sometimes life gets stormy, just like the weather. Times like that, we just gotta maintain. Keep our capacity to successfully get through those storms. Then hopefully come out the other side. Get back to blooming again, best we can. Jose always did like flowers. He also says, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Start strong, end strong. The in-between takes care of itself. Oh, Jose, he's a real earnest advocator on all that. Loves the end of the month, too. Always a-talking about end the month strong. That way, he says, you can start the next month with a head of steam. So that's how we do our work. Our work to do, you know, for Jose. By doing our work that way, Jose says the rest looks after itself. Now, on account of everybody liking Jose, he has developed a certain sort of value. You see, people like Jose are known as social providers. Everybody wants to assist them, help them to do well and all. That about sums up Jose, you know, with everybody wanting to do business with him. This also gives him certain opportunities regarding his way of doing things. See, we all have our work to do, you know, for Jose. But, truth be told, he often gets us to do his work, too, for him. But we always gotta like doing his work, and generally want to do his work. That he makes clear, though he never speaks to it directly. Around here, we call that to Jose somebody. You know, getting somebody to do your work. According to Jose, this gives him more time to spend on the finer pursuits in life. Funny thing, though, nobody ever objects. Heck, watching him long enough, we done learned it ourselves. Avon gave us a few pointers, too. He's been Jose and Jose as far back as anyone can remember. So we all do it from time to time, with Jose and each other. Jose, he does it all the time. That's what he says he does with his time. One time he demonstrated about being loyal. Still doing it. That sort of thing starts to accumulate after a while. I imagine we all be learning from Jose for a long, long time.